If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. It is Kale and Company as we continue here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It is going to be an absolutely wild scene this weekend for the Trump rally in Wildwood, New Jersey, as they are expecting north of 40,000 people. The rally will be held at 3601 Boardwalk, doors opening at 12. The rally starts at 5, and of course, 1210 WPHT will be there. We will have listeners at Mulligan's Shore Bar, and perhaps our next guest will be kind enough to swing by and say hello. All right, it is time to welcome in the 45th President of the United States of America as Donald Trump is joining us here on Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Mr. President, Nick Kale and Dawn Stensland here in Philadelphia. An honor and a pleasure to have you. How you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. We have some good numbers coming out. The polls have been phenomenal. It's so happy to see. I mean, it's incredible what's happening with all the fake trials and all of this. It's really a Biden retribution. It's Biden something. The guy can't put two sentences together, but that's what they do is they cheat. And so we have, but we just got some great poll numbers, and we've had them really for months now, so we're very happy about it.
All right, so right off the top, Joe Biden has been an unmitigated disaster across the board, but right now, the way he has handled this Israel-Middle East situation really from the jump has been a disgrace, especially in light of holding these weapons back from Israel. My question to you is, how in the world could any Jewish American vote Democrat and vote Biden on November 5th?
I say it all the time. If anybody that's Jewish votes for him or Democrats, they have to have their head examined. They are being treated so badly and have been for years. Don't forget the Iran nuclear deal. Israel begged them not to do that deal. I ended it, but they begged them. And unfortunately, the Democrats did nothing with it after the election was rigged, and they did nothing about it. But we would have had that whole thing worked out. But it is just amazing that a person who happens to be Jewish can be voting for this guy doesn't make sense to me at all. A lot of things don't make sense having to do with what they're doing, from the border to all of the to men playing in women's sports. I mean, the world is like a cuckoo's nest right now with what they do.
Yeah, and we want to get to Title IX and that change that happens August 1st. A lot of Pennsylvania families and parents upset about it. But I want to say to you, President Trump, since you've effectively been banned from the campaign trail most weekdays.
It's unbelievable.
So we here at WPHT, we want you to know, we want to give you a semblance of equal time any day, and you're pressed for time because obviously you've been busy in court all day while your opponent has been campaigning here in Pennsylvania just yesterday in Wisconsin, claiming he's the one creating more jobs. And yet in Pennsylvania, we have lost thousands of people and jobs. How will you make Pennsylvania great again?
And he's destroying your energy industry, which is actually a big energy that a lot of people, big industry that a lot of people don't know about. He's totally destroying it. So what he's got is bounce back. We had the greatest economy in history. Then we had the COVID, and the jobs went down quickly. And then, you know, we have a bounce back with a pandemic. You have a very big bounce back, and it all comes at one time. So they got a bounce back from our numbers. That's all that is. And even the stock market's good because I'm leading in all the polls. If I weren't leading in all the polls, the stock market would be I think 25-30% down from where it is right now. All I say is they better hope I win, because you're going to have a 1929 number if I don't win.
Donald Trump is joining us. Mr. President, we received so many questions via email from our listeners of our morning show, and we picked one, and I wanted to ask you this question, and I'm paraphrasing from one of our great listeners, Duffy, here. But Duffy is asking, if there's one thing that you would do differently as the 47th president of the United States that you learned while being the 45th president, what would it be and why a second time around?
Well, you'll tell Duffy the following. I was not in Washington very much over the course of my life. They say it was 17 times, and I never slept over, right? And I didn't really know the Washington establishment so much, but I got to know it. And I put a lot of great people in, but I also put people that I wouldn't have had. The biggest thing is always the people. If you put great people in, you have no problem. We had a lot of them on trade, in the military. We had incredible people. The real don't forget, I defeated ISIS in 4 weeks. It was supposed to take 5 years, but they said, I don't even know if we can do it. We did so many incredible things. Space Force, we rebuilt our military, largest tax cuts in history, largest regulation cuts in history. So we had a lot of great people. But the big thing would be, you know, there are a couple of them, and immediately I won't even mention their names because people aren't talking about them anymore, but there are a couple of people that lent the both of you and me and a couple of, and basically the Republicans and the country down. And the biggest thing is people. And now I know the good, the bad, the ugly. I know them all. And we're going to come out and have the strongest border. We're going to have the strongest military. We're going to be in great shape, and it's going to go fast. We're going to have to deport a lot of people that came in. They're coming in from prisons. They're coming in from mental institutions. We're going to have to be deporting a lot of people out of here. But we're going to do that, and we're going to bring our country back, and we're going to make America great again.
Mr. President, there are so many parents, especially moms, across Philadelphia, where my husband and I have raised our kids, whether it's Bucks County, yeah, Montgomery County, Delaware County, and Chester County. A mom recently told me, you know, she and her husband, they're trying to, you know, really pinch some pennies. They want to send their 10-year-old daughter, who is in public school, right, where they moved to a private Christian school. Even the grandparents are going to help out next year because of these Title IX rules going into effect. Many schools grappling with what they're going to do, because as of August 1st, as you know, because of Biden's manipulation of Title IX, these kids, the school boards, have no choice. They're meeting right now. Many of them perplexed, and they don't know what to do, Mr. President, because they're so upset over this, that as of August 1st, a biological boy can change in a locker room, a dressing room.
It's crazy. Crazy.
What would you do on
day one? Don't forget, that was done as an order from the president. That came down, yes, as an executive order. And we're going to change it on day one. It's going to be changed. We're going to end it. That's right. Boys can go into girls' locker rooms. The whole thing is crazy. Look, it's like men playing in women's sports. It's like open borders for the world to come in, send all their prisoners. We'll take as many as you can give us. Send all their people from mental institutions. No, we'll get that changed. Tell your people not to worry about it. It'll be signed on day one. It'll be terminated.
Mr. President, final one for you. I want to talk about your baby boy, Barron, who wants to jump into the political spectrum at such a young age. Have you been encouraging him? Have you given him advice? Have you told him how nasty the industry and the profession can be? What have you told Barron?
He's seen it. He doesn't have to hear. He's a smart one. He doesn't have to hear much. But he's a great guy. He's a little on the tall side, I will tell you. He's a tall one. But he's a good-looking guy, and he's really been a great student. And he does like politics. It's sort of funny. He'll tell me sometimes, Dad, this is what you have to do. So anyway, he's a good guy. He's a senior now in high school, and he'll be going to college. And, you know, a lot of these choices of colleges are changing because you see what's going on in the last month. Biden has totally lost control of the country. And just to finish up, he is the worst president. When you take a look at what happens, he is the worst president in the history of our country, without question, by far. Jimmy, if you look at whether it's Jimmy or whether it's anybody else, pick the five worst. Yeah. There's no way. I mean, Jimmy Carter, by comparison, is a genius compared to Biden. He's the worst president. He's the worst president in the history of our country. There's nobody even close. And we have to win. November 5th is going to be a very big day. I think it's going to be the most important day in the history of our country.
And this Saturday.
That's election day, by the way, yes. In case anybody doesn't know.
Yes, indeed. And this Saturday is going to be a very big day.
Happy Mother's Day to Melania, we should say.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to Melania as well. We're looking forward to Wildwood this Saturday, Mr. President. They're expecting over 40,000 people.
I hope you'll both be there, bring your family, and we're going to have a tremendous crowd, and it's 5 o'clock in Wildwood, and we're going to have a big, big crowd. It's going to be wild.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. President. We wish you the best.
Thank you very much. See you then.
You
so
got
long.
It. There Bye. He is, Bye. Donald Trump, the 45th and hopefully 47th president of the United States of America, joining us here on Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Got to tell you, Dawn, I don't know how this man continually has the energy and the juice. I mean, he's joining us. He's been in court. He's got campaigns. He's paying attention to the media. I mean, the man never takes a moment off. I mean, I do the show, I go home, take a nap. This guy doesn't sleep, and he's got me by 48 years.
He's energized.
Unbelievable.
It seems like he feeds off of the energy when even he said, tell all your people, tell all the suburbanites that you're talking to and the Philadelphians, it's going to be okay.
Yep.
So I think he feeds off of everybody's energy, and, you know, that's to his credit. He's been going, 15 hours a day? I'm trying to do the math as far as when he gets to the courthouse and then trying to do media afterwards.
He's got an unmatched drive. There's no doubt about it. All right. We will come back. We will take your reaction, and then we'll get to a big three from Dawn as we continue here Friday morning on Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.